Will the autumn leaves fall? The cold wild wind will come. You and sweethearts still go out dancing together. Yeah, but I still miss someone. I never got over those blue eyes. See them most everywhere. Miss those loving arms that once held me when all love was there. And then go out to a party, try and find myself a little bit of fun. But I find a darkened corner, 'cause I still miss someone. I never got over those blue eyes. I see them most everywhere. I miss those loving arms that once held me, and all the love was there. No wonder she's still sorry for leaving what we've begun. 'Cause I know I'm sorry, 'cause I still miss someone. 'Cause I still miss someone.
Thanks a lot, you guys have been really cool.
In South Carolina, there's many a tall pine and I remember the old trees that we to climb, but it makes me feel better each time it begins calling me.
That's a real nice version there of Gillian Welch and David Rawlings from a special on TV, actually, is Emmy Lou Harris doing all the songs of Gram Parsons, who kind of is the Ryan Adams incarnate, I guess. We'll do it backwards. We've been doing too much Ryan Adams.
Well, actually, you know, you may have noticed, listener, that there is a bit of Ryan Adams in the air today. We are trying to do kind of a Ryan Adams retrospective. We've got a two-hour show, and we are going to fit a little more in. We're trying to just kind of encapsulate his entire career. It's a pretty short career, six or 7 years, but an unbelievable outpouring of songs. Again, he's playing tonight down at the Gothic Theater. Show starts about 7:30. We will have some stuff from his new album coming up in a spell, but we do all kinds of stuff here on Route 78 West, and we're going to get back to some of the old stuff now. By the way, this is KVCU Boulder, Radio 1190. I just thought I'd tell you that about now, just because I felt like it, and I think I'm legally obligated to as well. But where do you want to go next, Jeff?
Well, you're Loki, I'm Uncle Jeff, and we're going to go to one of my favorite old-timey guys. These are the Lubin Brothers, actually, doing Satan's Jeweled Crown, and it's kind of a, I don't know, it's one of the first sort of crossover bluegrass, a little bit of country, a little bit of everything at the Grand Ole Opry with drums, no less.
Oh, those radicals. They were rule breakers.
And they kind of played a whole bunch of religious ones. This is coming from a real interesting record that was out in 1959. So sit back and listen to Satan's Jeweled Crown.
Satan's jewel crown. If I could be king and ruler of nations, wear jewels and diamonds profound, I'd rather know that I have salvation than to know my reward is Satan's jewel crown. Satan's jewel crown, I've worn it so long, but God for my soul has reached down. His love set me free, he made me his own, and helped me cast off Satan's jewel crown.
when I lived my life so reckless and evil, drinking and running around. The things I would do were the will of the devil. I was giving my soul for Satan's jewel crown.
Satan's jewel crown, I've worn it so long, but God for my soul has reached down. His love set me free, He made me His own, and helped me cast on Satan's jewel crown.
Young man went driving through the night, miles and miles without a word, but just his high beam lights.
Who'd have ever thought they'd build such a deadly Denver bend, to be so strong, to take so long as it would.
Silver string guitar, and he played to people everywhere. Some say he was a star.
You said you didn't like that so much, but I love that stuff. That's a,
I like the Satan song beforehand. Once you get into the Sticky Salvation stuff, I don't know, loses all that fun edge.
Well, realizing that's Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris back when they were a couple, no less, singing In My Hour of Darkness. That's come from 1972.
Oh, the wee youngsters.
You know, Gram Parsons, we've talked about this before on the show, but he's kind of an influence on me, at least in terms of liking the country stuff and listening to him of the Birds and lots of great things, Sweetheart of the Rodeo. And
well, he influenced a lot of folks, didn't he?
He sure did, the Young Whippersnapper. He actually influenced the Stones quite a bit. In fact, I think that's kind of what did him in, because when you hang out with those Rolling Stones, bad things happens to you.
Yeah.
And he was hanging out with Keith Richards and kind of showing him how to play in open tunings and to learn some of the country idioms, believe it or not, because he was a Harvard boy. That's Gram Parsons. We had enough capital, he didn't have to work, you know.
So, that gives you lots of time to hang out in the country and learn to play those hot licks.
Anyway, Keith Richards learned a lot, and I think we're going to play you one off of Exile on Main Street. We hardly ever touched this period of the Stones, but this is Sweet Virginia, and then we're going to get back in that 70s zone.
Thank you. Bart's CD seller and record shop supports Radio 1190 and the music you love. Located at 1015 Pearl Street at the west end of the Pearl Street Mall, Bart's is open 7 days a week. Bart's carries over 85,000 titles that travel well beyond the clutter of commercial radio. In addition to its upstairs vinyl attic, Bart's buys, sells, and trades music. Bart's carries jazz, funk, hip-hop, rock, folk, and many others. You can call Bart's for more information at 303-447-8150.
Thank you. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put...
That's gotta go. That was bad. That was, I don't know. I apologize, you guys. That's the end of that one.
Okay, Jeff, you set us up. Elton John, you gotta explain yourself.
That was Elton John following up on Ryan Adams' new fixation with the 70s there a little bit on the new record Gold, which is, it's got some great songs.
Explain your take on that, because there's a very different sound on
you're
Gold.
You're losing your teeth or plastic.
Yeah, there's I got little pieces of record bits.
I cut myself. Yeah, this is for radio, real audio verite here.
I really
there's
don't
blood
know.
Dripping.
I've never seen a record just being smashed so mercilessly into so many pieces. So that was Elton John that went by the wayside. However, now the new Ryan Adams album, Gold, it's very different from his previous one, Heartbreaker. It's got a 70s sound to it.
He's got some great songs on there.
Tell me your take on Gold.
He's basically got this Les Paul guitar sound from the 70s, kind of the Rod Stewart, Elton John sort of zone. And there were some good records in the 70s that had sort of a country feel. I don't think he's doing it consciously. I'm wondering just if this is what happens every 30 years, things come back.
Had we succeeded in getting him down the studio, we could have asked him that very question.
Well, stick around. We got one great song coming up here. And
are we going to be doing any more Ryan Adams?
There's one more at the end. And,
Again, we're trying to do a retrospective of this artist because he is basically hit that point where he's taken off. He's coming into his own with commercial success, but he's one of our boys from way back. We're very proud of him, and he is playing tonight at the Gothic Theater starting at 7:30.
Get down there. The live show is guaranteed to mix Whiskey Town, old stuff and new stuff. And
We need something to make us feel good now.
I got to go get
you really are bleeding.
I hope we have good insurance here. I'm going to go get as a volunteer there. I got to get a Band-Aid. But,
okay, well, we'll play something beautiful to just
something to fix us up, and we'll be back in a minute.
Something soothing here from Santo and Johnny. It's a cover. I think you know this one. Thank you.
shine bright blue. And where you've been is still in view. You stopped at nothing at your first chance. Now it's nothing like when it began. When it began. When it began. Long ago or yesterday, the queen sits quiet and Jester plays. She plays off with their heads and on with my pants. Oh, it is something when it began. Oh, when it began. When it began.
Music from The Replacements on Radio 1190. You're listening to Route 78 West.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's When It Began. It came out in 1990. That was the last Replacements record. And Paul Westerberg was saying it used to be fun, but it ain't no more.
Well, Jeff, I'm glad to see you finally got the bleeding stopped. If you do see Uncle Jeff tonight down at the Ryan Adams Show at the Gothic, just don't approach him with any Elton John records, at least for a few days or a few weeks. And I think it'll be under control. You won't be suffering too much shock. And
it was that Billy Joel record. That Billy Joel record did it to me.
Billy Joel and Elton John. We are sinking to new lows in Route 78. We're going to have to redeem it with some great honky-tonk in a spell. But before we get into that, it is a little past half past, which means it's time for yet another exciting installment of the Ennio Morricone Spaghetti Western pick. However, we don't have Lisi in here anymore, who last hour went ahead and came in from the Italian Historical Preservation Society to make sure, or Cultural Preservation Society, to make sure we don't butcher any more Italian pronunciations. Since she's no longer here, we may not be able to play something with an Italian title. So why don't you introduce the one we do have, Jeff?
Well, I played it safe. I got a classic here. The classic is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, but you guys have never heard this one unless you listen to our show. We played it once a long time back. And it's the Merman doing The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So not only are we going to knock off all the surf needs that we have after this, but we're also going to knock off the Spaghetti Western all with one song. And the Merman, they're playing Thursday, if you guys are into this stuff. Really fun, kind of jammy surf, everything. The Bluebird Thursday night, I think that's the 15th. So check them out.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Fast Food Lodging from Green on Red. Now, there's a band after our heart. I mean, what more do you need when you're tooling down the highways of Route 78 West but Gas, Food, and Lodging? Pretty much you got those. You got it all.
I never understood. This band released this only as a single and actually as a 10-inch, but it's never on an album, and it's a great song. It's about just driving, touring. It's Route 78 West incarnate. 1985, way old. First wave of all country, actually.
Definitely early stuff. You know, I'm looking at this album cover. It's a pretty rare 45, Jeff. I know you tend to pull these out of nowhere. You've got quite a stash of rare music.
That's one of the benefits of being a fossil.
Yeah, you old timer. But anyways, I'm noticing that the picture on here, it has an old road sign. It's got a picture of a gas pump, a knife and a fork and a spoon crossed and a bed. That's for gas, food, and lodging. And the times have definitely changed, because now when you're driving down the interstate, you'll see the gas station sign, but it'll actually have the particular corporate logos for the oil companies. And for food, it'll have, you know, five or six fast food restaurants. They never put the you know, local restaurants you can go to. It's always whatever chains they have, and then the chain hotels. So the times have definitely changed. And speaking of noticing times changing, Jeff, are you wearing stripes and plaid? I just noticed this.
Where's that coming from?
Fashion police. I don't know.
That's on purpose.
That's a non sequitur.
That's
yeah.
on purpose.
Jeff,
it's a
weird man.
A contrarian. And speaking of being a contrarian, we're going to jump back into my favorite old stuff. It's Lefty Frizzell. And this one's Hopeless Love. It's a classic 1951 coming from the box set.
When a loser, who's to blame? Someone's lost another's game. After all is said and done, I found you too late. If I'm still in love with you, darling, what good will it do to hope and pray you'll find a way, a way to my heaven's gate? Let it rain, well, I don't care. All the same, the skies are fair. Doesn't matter, not at all. I'll still be blue. Hopeless love and misery, what a slave it's made of me. This is the end, so why pretend? For what good would it do? Keeper, so they say, and I guess love has its day, but I know we'll always be a whole world apart. I could find that someone new, darling, what good would it do to live a lie? I'll tell you why, you'll always be in my heart. Let it rain, well, I don't care. All the same, the skies are fair. It doesn't matter, not at all. I'll still be blue. Hopeless love and misery, what a slave it's made of me. This is the end, so why pretend? For what good would it do?
Don't go looking for trouble, it'll find you soon enough. Don't go throwing your weight around, someone might call you bluff. If you wake up Sunday morning and your hat don't fit you right, You may have a knot on top of your head that you got on Saturday night. You see some girl in a honky-tonk and she makes eyes at you, you better keep your flirting to yourself and your money in your jeans, 'cause she'll be dining on T-bone steaks while you eat pork and beans. Big mouth shut or you'll be jailhouse bound. When you tell the judge good morning, you better have a good excuse, or you better have the money to pay your fine, 'cause he ain't gonna turn you loose.
Back to that honky-tonk sound here on Route 78 West. You're listening to Radio 1190.
That's that Jim Eanes guy I just discovered. It's 1951. He's pretty well gone. They don't even know what happened to him. No one knows. He made a couple records, 49 to 51.
It's a big mystery, and we're going to solve it right here on Route 78 West with your help.
Somebody know that. If you know anything about that, give us a call. I'd like to learn some more.
It's
pretty interesting.
It's a mystery, you know. There's got to be someone in this state who knows his whereabouts, and we'll call 492-1190 and give us a tip.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, there's a lot of mysteries in life, and there's a real mystery as to why this song we're going to play right now was ever recorded.
Uh-oh, I smell a clinker. You know, we used to do this, and we haven't done this in a while, but country clinkers are a lot of darn fun because there are a lot of bad country songs. Boy, howdy, there sure are.
This one about takes the cake. It is Veterans Day, and I figured out how to play this. This is Stuart Hamblin, who used to do a lot of kind of religious, non-secular songs. I think I got that right.
That's correct.
And this one here is not religious, but it could be. It's Oklahoma Bill, and it's about a dog that saves World War II.
Golly, and just tugs on your heartstrings, don't it?
Sit back and touch your Bible.
The general just gave me a medal. I'm a sight for Mom to see. But when the news gets around that I ain't got old Bill, some kid's gonna think a lot less of me. You see, she loaned me that puppy. Said he'd protect me through the nights, and if I got hurt, he'd go for help and he'd back me up in a fight. He growed all the while I was trading. Forget him, I never will. You'd never see me, but right at my heels was Oklahoma Bill. We hit a long ridge one sunup. Seemed like death held all the cards, for we paid and paid with lives of men for every hard-fought yard. And when finally we drove them from the top, there wasn't nothing but death behind. And as we all dug in, we all thanked God, yet we numbered only nine. And ere the snipers quits their guns as darkness cloaked that hill, my sole companion in the night was Oklahoma Bill. There's no glory in a battle once you've seen its awful cost, but there's glory in the knowledge that your flag is never lost. Yet in the stillness of the nighttime when all alone you hold a post, you start crying like a baby sitting there with all the ghost. You feel your buddies are patting you back, though their guns are quiet and still. It's only a dog trying to love you, my Oklahoma Bill. I gave him a note to the colonel and bound his shattered leg and said Bill was sure in trouble, but he never whimpered or begged. I could tell he hated to leave me. I was the only God he ever knew. But quick as a flash, he took off through the night like a fighting Marine would do. I kept firing till help finally came. 'Twas him, though, that saved that hill. A dying dog had got through the lines. my Oklahoma Bill. That poor little kid'll always wonder what happened to her dog. But she'll find out on Judgment Day when she sees the big skipper's log. We'll all march in and bugles'll blow to stand our last review. And men who died for men on earth will get their heavenly due. If all brave hearts are there that day, I'll get my greatest thrill when I hang this medal around the neck of Oklahoma Bill. My Oklahoma Bill.
Wrote a song for everyone. Wrote a song for truth. to you. Standing a thousand years in chains. Somebody say it's different now. Look, it's just the same. Pharaoh spin the message round, round the truth. They could have saved a million people. How can to you.
They're back.
Oh, they psyched me out on that one. I thought the song was over, so I started to bring the volume down, and then they came back and played some more.
That's a strange little band called Coffee Creek. It's actually made up of the Bottle Rockets, the Uncle Tupelo guys as they were fragmenting, and a few other stray folks doing
funny.
A Creedence song.
I was going to say, yeah, because that sounded just like a Creedence Clearwater Revival song.
It's a cover band doing covers. Anyway, we're going to send you out of here. We're off to Buffalo to see the Ryan Adams Show ourselves.
We're heading down again. That's at the Gothic Theater. It's supposed to be starting at 7:30, so we'll be driving like maniacs and yet at the same time observing all traffic laws, which you should do as well as you drive down this evening.
We got a great one here called I Wish You Would, and it is the Family Values edit. I had to edit out about 7 bad words on this one.
This is a great song from Ryan's previous solo album on Bloodshot Records, Heartbreaker, and it's a good song, and did you do this edit yourself?
I did so with a rubber ducky.
It's squeaky
no less.
Clean. Like,
all right.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go.
Well, we're out here. This has been Route 78 West. It's been loads of fun. Stay tuned for Bob's Music Machine.
And he's got a bunch of stuff sitting there that looks pretty good.
It's going to be great. So tune in next week from 5 to 7 for more of Route 78 West on Radio 1190.
You will. was me.